As soon as you get off the train at Bristol Temple Meads station, things just seem to move at a laid-back pace. And maybe it's this chilled vibe that influenced the birth of Bristol's biggest musical export, trip-hop. Born out of a mix of electronic instruments, syncopated hip-hop beats, slow tempos, and an atmospheric sound, trip-hop was hailed as the first truly UK-centric hip-hop movement. 1991's iconic Blue Lines, the debut album by Massive Attack, created the template for the trip-hop sound and contained the hit single Unfinished Sympathy, regularly voted one of the greatest tracks of all time. This was followed by seminal mid-90s releases from Portishead and Tricky, bringing international acclaim to a genre that just a few years earlier had been confined to Bristol's underground scene. But trip-hop itself has gone on to inspire other genres, with Bristolian collectives like Ronnie Size and Represent fusing trip-hop elements with drum and bass to create a rich, textured new sound, winning them the 1997 Mercury Music Prize, just 3 years after Portishead scooped the award in 1995. But despite being so chilled on the face of things, Bristol has a hidden energy in its underbelly. And it's this sense of energy that more recently, post-punk bands like Idols have tapped into, with their insistent rhythms and charged vocals, making them a fixture on the national and international live music scene. If you're looking to capture some of this raw and energetic spirit live, while in Bristol, you can get right to the heart of things at The Exchange, less than a 20-minute walk from Bristol Temple Meads station. In fact, the venue was, for a time, managed by one of the members of Idols and regularly hosts up-and-coming bands as they carve out a name for themselves. If you're looking for something more intimate, then the Louisiana is your place. Just 20 minutes from the station and situated beside the River Avon, another legendary smaller venue which has hosted the likes of Coldplay, Muse and the Stereophonics over the years. Or if being a spectator just isn't enough for you and you're hoping to actually make it in the music industry, then BIM, the British and Irish Modern Music Institute, is situated half an hour's walk from the station and has been a launchpad for the careers of artists like George Ezra, Idols and Tom O'Dell, to name but a few. Wherever you are in this musical city, you won't have to go far to find a good tune. Bristol streets are alive with the sounds of buskers turning concrete pavements into impromptu music halls. Just take a wander down Park Street or stroll through the Harbourside area and you're sure to find some street singing that will make a stroll around the city feel like a musical adventure.